And I had wanted to start the podcast for quite a while, quite a few years, actually. But I never came to that. I started, I brainstormed and was inspired, and then I started doing, and then it was all the tech stuff and all the excuses and all the scary things like, who's going to want to watch this or listen to this? Who is going to want to listen to what I have to say? And is this really interesting for anyone to listen to? But then I started anyway, and I thought that if I can only help one person with the episodes, if I can only improve one person's life, then that's worth it. It's worth it. Welcome to the Sensitive Success Podcast. I'm Frida Kabo, founder of Sensitive Success Circle, the mastermind for sensitive coaches and changemakers who want to create success in their way with the help of their sensitivity. I have spent the last decade recreating my life. I moved from Sweden to New Zealand with my husband and two kids, working online, creating the life and business that I love with a mission to help others do the same. One of the things I learned is that we have so much wisdom inside when we learn to trust and take aligned action. And even though we're responsible for our journey, we don't have to do it alone. I do this work because I'm committed to helping highly sensitive, introverted, intuitive coaches and changemakers to do the work they are called to do in a way that works for them. I know it's possible and creates so many ripples. My intention with these episodes is for you to be inspired, empowered, and to know that you're not alone in your business adventure. If you haven't already, come over and connect with me on Instagram at Frida Kabo. Thank you for being here, because it means that you're creating sensitive success too, which is precisely what the world needs. Welcome. In this episode, we are celebrating because it is 1 year since I hit the publish button on the first podcast episode. Woohoo! Sensitive Success Podcast was born a year ago. So, wow, so much has happened this year on a personal level and with the move and homeschooling, and also on the business level with Clarity and creating the huge summit. And yeah, it's been so interesting, and I'm really feeling deeper and deeper and learning on a deeper level that action creates clarity. We have to stop asking for the right way. Well, is this the right way to go? Is that really what I should be doing? Yeah, that used to be me also with the podcast. Like, I hit publish a year ago, but the journey started so much earlier. And I had wanted to start the podcast for quite a while, quite a few years, actually. But I never came to that. I started, I brainstormed and was inspired, and then I started doing, and then it was all the tech stuff and all the excuses and all the scary things like, who's going to want to watch this or listen to this? Who is going to want to listen to what I have to say? And is this really interesting for anyone to listen to? But then I started anyway, and I thought that if I can only help one person with the episodes, if I can only improve one person's life, then that's worth it. It's worth it. And yeah, I can say, yes, I've done that. So success. Ta-da! But yeah, we really have to start asking what's the right way. Because there is no right way. There are so many ways. So what we can ask instead, what can this teach me? Is this the direction I want to go in? So stop asking what's the right way. Start asking, what can this teach me? Does it excite me? Does it feel a bit scary, but also exciting in a good way? Will it lead me towards where I want to go? Will I learn something new? What happens if I just start and see what happens? So there are so many reasons we can have to start something or to try something. Yeah, the right way, I don't believe in that anymore. I think there's so many ways that we can do so many different things. And what really lands in me is just start, just do it. If you feel called, if it feels interesting, just do it. So yeah, a year of sensitive success. I choose to call the podcast Sensitive Success because I feel that those are two terms that need to be redefined and really looked into, really create awareness around these two words. what is sensitivity, what is success, and really define those for ourselves. And those have been my two favorite questions to ask my guests on the podcast as well. And yeah, I thought, what is a one-year celebration if not to invite some of our podcast guests? So I want to present to you the five most listened to conversations from this year. And what I've asked them is, what is success to you? What does success mean? Because I really believe that success means different things for different people. And I think it's really interesting to hear what people say and really to open up to explore success and what it really means. Because it's easy to look outside ourselves for success. But I also think that the biggest part of success is how it feels on the inside and how fulfilled we are with the life that we are living and with who we are, because then I think that we contribute more to the world as well. So yeah, success for me is be happy with who I am, what I do, and how I contribute to the world. And the second question I've asked my podcast guest is, how do you use sensitivity as your superpower? Because that really shift the perspective of sensitivity as well that we might have, that it's a weakness or that it's something that we don't want to have. But when we embrace it and when we use it as our superpower, it's powerful. So sensitivity is our superpower. And when we embrace that and when we can see that, it's so important. So really think about, how do you use sensitivity as your superpower? So I want to introduce you to the conversations that has been most listened to this year. And the first one to answer these two questions is number 5 on our list. And it's Jen Turnham. She talks about being highly sensitive and the difference between being highly sensitive introvert and highly sensitive extrovert. And here is what she answers to the question, what is success to you and how do you use sensitivity as your superpower?
What's really touching my heart at the moment is in my group, they are having some truly amazing conversations. They're sharing about how they feel like they finally found somewhere where they belong for the first time in their life. And just seeing that difference that I'm making in their lives, in the lives of people who have felt like there's been something wrong with them their whole life, that just, like, it brings tears to my eyes every time, like, I read their comments and they give me feedback about how much they love the group. Like, to me, that's the success that means the most to me, to know that I'm having an impact and I am changing people's lives for the better just by putting myself out there and being an advocate for HSP extroverts. That's probably the best definition of success I could come up with. HSPs are very, very good at connecting with other people. It's like this instant thing. And I don't know if that's because of our HSP side or because of our extrovert side, because we just talk to anybody and we can, like, strike up a conversation with randoms in the street or in the shopping centre pretty easily. So I think that's one of the ways I think we can use our sensitivity as a superpower, is to really change other people's day, other people's life, other people's world, just by being who we are, because it's something that just comes naturally to us.
I just love how Jen talks about striking up a conversation in the food store. As an introvert coming from Sweden, that is not something that comes natural to me. But I really get what she's saying about really tuning into other people and being able to listen to other people and create those connections that on a deeper level as well. So yeah, I totally get that. And the next one on the list is number 4. Emily Tamayo Maher. She is a book writing coach and help people write the book from their heart. She has a really interesting model of writing books. So this is what she answered on what is success to you and how do you use sensitivity as your superpower.
this is how I would define success, is that's the difference I always wanted to make in the world, is by bringing meaning to people's lives and doing something that supported women and made them feel good. By doing that, being able to create more economic opportunities for people during the pandemic who had lost them. So many people lost their jobs during the pandemic. And so at least we were able to create a stable hub where families, kids, friends of mine were able to stay employed, and I created some new jobs. And that's really the success I have at this moment, and just am excited to expand. Sensitivity is my superpower because I'm all about helping people write books and helping people get their message out into the world.
I really love what Emily says about creating meaning in other people's lives. And I really think that that is what it is about having a business as a highly sensitive person. We need that deeper meaning, and we need to know that we actually are making a difference in the world. Beautiful. So the third episode on the listener list is the episode with Kim Corvin. She's talking about a holistic approach to handling conflict. And this is how she answers what success is to her and how she uses sensitivity as her superpower.
I think success is being comfortable in my own skin, right? At its heart, you know, we live in a world where we value financial success. Yes, we need money to live, and we deserve to be paid what we're worth. We don't deserve to be paid like hourly. It's just such a clunky old mechanism. So I'm more confident about charging. I still charge way less than lawyers, but it's this comfort in my skin. So I'm not anxious. I'm much better able, when things start going sideways, to just relax with it. And it's actually really lovely not to be a lawyer. I used to think, well, lawyers are the pinnacle of dispute resolution. And I'm at a point where it's like, you know, people get way better results with me. And so that comes across in chatting with people. And even knowing I'm highly sensitive, I used to be very uncomfortable when people would cry in my presence. And now I know everybody cries in my presence. And I just tell them that, you know, it's okay. It's actually healing. It's really, really healthy. And I'm not anxious anymore. Like, I've got so much more confidence in my abilities. And I used to think, oh, I've done something wrong.
I really love how Kim shows that powerful shift that we can make and just reevaluate what is sensitivity, reevaluate things that we have thought is amazing, like being a lawyer, and then seeing, no, this is not for me, there's a better way. And just seeing all the angles and seeing those different nuances that as highly sensitive does. And then creating something new, creating something that is more supportive. And as she says, it's so healing to cry. Cry is really good for you. You release stress particles and all these yummy things. So crying is really good for you. So let's get back to it. Number two on my favorite five list is Belinda Davey. And releasing stuck feelings and limiting beliefs. That was a really powerful episode that seems to resonate with a lot of people. And this is what Belinda said about what success is to her and how she uses sensitivity as her superpower.
Success to me personally means feeling really, really fulfilled and passionate about what I do, and to actually see the transformation on my clients' faces. Mm-hmm. That just means the world to me. So that really, yeah, being excited to wake up every morning and also having the freedom and the flexibility to live the lifestyle that I want and make it all, like, it all just aligns and all works for me. Yeah, it's a win-win situation for everybody, because I'm happy, the clients are happy. To me, that's what success is. It can be a double-edged sword sometimes, but I find that I now have learned to appreciate the beauty in it. And I honestly wouldn't want it to be any other way. Being able to go so deep with people and just see the look of shock on their faces, like, oh my God, you really helped me so much. And they can't believe that I'm willing to hold that level of space for them because they've never had that experience before. That's so fulfilling to me. And so I believe that if I wasn't an empath, if I wasn't a highly sensitive person, I probably wouldn't have the capacity to do that. And I've certainly experienced that a lot in my life where I'm giving that to people around me, friends and family, and they're not wired the same way. And I have to remind myself not to take that personally because yeah. There is a tendency to think that we're all the same and we're not cookie cutters. So long story short, I really do believe it is a superpower for that reason.
Yes, as Belinda says, there's no cookie cutter. We're not the same. We are all different. Even if we're highly sensitive, we're different. But just to realize that and embrace our superpowers as highly sensitives, we can hold so much space for people when we have filled our own cup, when we are not overwhelmed or overstimulated by the busy world around us. We can really step back and create that space for ourselves, but also for others to be with all of who they are. So I think that's really important for us as sensitive coaches and change makers. We are totally in the right place to create change in the world. So let's move on to number one. My most listened to conversation of the year is with Julie Aird, How to Listen to Your Heart to Find Success. That is so important. And I love this subject. And I think that's why it's been so popular as well. It's such an important subject. And I think many people resonate with it. I don't think we talk about it enough because there are so many voices out there saying, do this strategy. And then know what we need to do is really listen in to our hearts to find the success that we want. And this is what she answered to the questions, what is success to you and how do you use sensitivity as your superpower? Here we go.
I feel like the success is really about how much I've trusted my heart, because I do see these amazing miracles that happen when I do listen to my heart. And then it's like something comes into my path, some opportunity in business or some client or someone that tells me that they've been so touched or inspired by what I do. I know that's all from leading from my heart. You know, that comes from there. And the times I've pushed and the times I've been in my head hasn't always amounted to success in my business. I would say, you know, the ability that we have to really tune into divine inspiration and tune into our heart, for example, is what makes life so much easier, more fulfilling. It makes life and business just flow. And so having that connection, whether you call it your intuition, your soul, spirit, God, whatever word you use, but that knowingness that you have inside. And we all have it, but I think as sensitive people, we can tune into that even more easily. And through that, we can create, be really powerful creators as far as business goes, because we're not operating on a total like materialistic or human plane. We are accessing divine inspiration for growing our businesses. And that is really powerful, I think.
I so agree with Julie. It's so powerful that we can tune into our hearts and really following what feels right to us, what feels good, but also follow that guidance and follow that inspiration that we get when we create room for it. So yeah, that was the top five of the most listened to conversations on the Sensitive Success podcast this year. And if you want to listen to the whole conversations, we will link them below so you can find them easily. You will also find the link to our new growing community, the Sensitive Success community on Telegram. You will find the link there. Go in there and tell us, how do you use sensitivity as your superpower and what is success to you? I'm looking forward to hear your definition and insight in the community. And thank you so much for celebrating this year of podcasting with me. I am super thrilled that we are here a year later and still going strong. I'm so excited for all the plans ahead, and I will talk more about those another time. For now, thank you so much and see you in the community. Have a great day. I hope you enjoyed this episode. This podcast is put together for you to see what is possible and how to use your sensitivity to create success in your way. If you know anyone who would find this conversation useful, please share. And if you share this on social media, tag me in and I would love to reshare it. Come over and connect with me on Insta at Frida Kahlbo and tell me your biggest takeaway from this episode. Thank you for listening, and remember to keep shining so that those who need your help can find you.